This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Monday, June 2nd, pretty much summertime here. Highs in New York, only 72 degrees. That's what the temperature is here now. We're going to go up to about 90 today and a chance for afternoon showers starting on Wednesday and then through Monday. And I think that may have been the last cool front we really had that happened over the weekend. But again, having been outside a lot, I didn't find it too cool. Jacob Bro Jones is now Louisiana State Representative. How you doing, Representative?
Pretty good. And yourself?
Well, I got and I'll talk to Pat Koenig about this yesterday. I got my first notice yesterday from GoPass about a toll that I owed on the bridge. And, of course, I have my sticker, and I don't know when this is from, but the lady with plenary told me that they would be able to go back and use the license number from the registration, and then from there not charge me the thing on the picture with the anyway, either way, hell could not freeze over. Speaking of the temperature in New York, hell could not freeze over enough for me to pay these people this toll thing that they sent me.
Well, Tommy, that the whole rollout with the Belchase Bridge has been very disappointing. I know we're here today to talk about insurance, but you know, that's kind of like the big elephant in the room, right? Is that GoPass? It's been very disappointing. I mean, what, it was delayed, I think, 12 different times, and then now you get to this point where you have people being told the wrong rate, and then additionally, if you watch the Senate Transportation, of which Chairman Koenig was very nice to let me as a House member participate in that last week. We learned that they're actually rounding up to a certain degree on some of the tolls, and then the tolls are being charged per trip over the bridge and not when one actually loads the account, which according to some numbers, you know, it can result in 16 less trips being paid for per $100. So it's definitely becoming, it's just disappointment after disappointment, along with the history of when that bridge was supposed to be built and how it was supposed to be paid for, which, you know, as a fellow Belchasian, I'm sure you know.
Mm-hmm. This is a screw job from the beginning. And for people that don't live in Belchase and don't care, I would just say use this as a cautionary tale because it could happen to you. And it even got me, Jacob, to wanting to do a show or a segment or a block, whatever you want to call it, on the anatomy of a state contract because, you know, one administration can commit an area to something that's going to last 30 years, and people might not even remember who was governor, who the administration was, the transportation secretary, but yet people like you and me pay for this. We're presuming I'll be here for 30 years.
Correct. You're right, Tommy. I mean, that P3 model, there's one already starting to be constructed in Calcasieu on the I-10 bridge over there in Lake Charles. And then, I don't know if you've read the paper recently, but it looks like our neighbors in St. Bernard are about to get a $1 billion bridge. That'll be a P3 project as well. So, yeah, you know, Belchase is definitely, I'd say, the guinea pig for this type of setup, and it's not looking promising with what we're experiencing down here.
Jacob means
disappointment after another.
By 3P is public private partnership, and I remember talking to Sean Wilson, then transportation secretary at the Belchase Auditorium. You may have well been there, Jacob, when they first talked about all of this years ago. And I said, is this going to be the model going forward for everybody? And he said, yes. And while I don't like it, it stings a little bit less knowing that this is going to be the new model for everybody and that we didn't. I know this sounds terrible to say this, but it makes it less stingy if everybody gets screwed and not just us, right?
Well, yes. But, you know, one thing back to your prior point, too, about, you know, who's in office and does what in leadership and how it can affect us for 30 years. That rounding up issue that I told you about when we learned last week in Senate Transportation is that it appears that the bridge contractor told DOTD about that and that it was known, and but yet it was approved by the DOTD.
Wait, what was that?
The rounding up.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Of the rate.
Well, and again,
you know, that's a problem on the transactional thing because somebody's paying more for something than what's actually due. So, you know, that's very much a disappointment. And then as to your other point, yeah, it's going to hurt less if it's other places. Well, yes, it does look like that's the case. But at that meeting back then of which you spoke, we were told that every bridge in Louisiana was going to have this P3 model. And there have been bridges under construction in, say, Louisiana that have not followed the P3 model since the Belchase Bridge project dating back to 2019.
Let me ask you real quick.
Lots to unravel there.
Yeah, speaking of unravel, let me ask you real quick, and I know we got to talk about important stuff like insurance, and we will in a second, but what is this foolishness about chemtrails now that's going on in a legislature? What's going on with that, SB 46?
Yeah, you know, that's not my bill. That came from the Senate side. I'm probably not the best one to ask about that, but it seems like there's things that can be put in the air that may affect weather patterns and whatnot, and that I guess they're trying to put regulations on that.
But this is a conspiracy theory that goes back a long way, right? I mean, none of the legislature have more.
I apologize. I'm not the best one to get into all the details on that and whatnot. You know my district. I go from Park Timbers and Stonebridge all the way down to Venice, and we have more pressing needs like this P3 toll bridge experiment, the largest construction project in North America with the LNG plant, among a bunch of other things. So,
and I guess it goes to insurance rates, and that's why when I see chemtrails, it's like, really? Come on, folks. Let's talk about, tell me what stated value is, and then we'll talk about options when we come back. What is stated value as it relates to insurance?
So the idea behind this is every year when you renew your homeowner's insurance, the insurance company gives you a quote for what's called the RCV, replacement cost value. And in general, that premium goes up every year because the cost of materials and the value of your home, in theory, increases every year. So what's the idea here is with my bill, HB 356, is that if someone, someone could choose the amount of insurance that they would purchase by stating the value of their home. Mm-hmm. So in theory, if you're buying something less, it should cost less, correct? Right.
So let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. Talking about stated value, Representative Jacob Rowe, 720 Traffic Now, WWL. 724, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Representative Jacob Rowe, who goes from Algiers to Belchase, Louisiana State Representative, talking about stated value. So if my house is appraised at, let's make it even numbers, $100,000. How do I get from that to stated values? Stated value.
So if your house is appraised for $100,000, you could insure it for $100,000 or less, or any amount there. So you could say, look, I just want $50,000 of insurance, and you would be able to purchase that under this bill.
That's
the insurance companies upon your request. What's that?
It's if it's paid for. That's subject to a mortgage, right? Because the lender.
It's two avenues. So if your house is paid for, you could insure it for any amount.
Right.
Okay. If you have a mortgage on the house, then you would have the option to seek an insurance policy that would insure you for your assessed fair market value. So that value would be confirmed by a third independent third party. So you could use your assessment from the local assessor there, and he or she would place a fair market value on your property, and you could insure it for no less than that, because you can't insure it for less than your mortgage. That would be unfair to the the third party.
But what if it's
giving you the money?
What if it's half paid? If I owe Fifth District, for example, if I owe them $50,000, a house worth $100,000, and I got $50,000 equity, can I insure it for $50,000?
You would always have to protect that third party interest value. You could never go lower than that. And then also,
I could insure it for $50,000 or not? Or it'd have to be $100,000?
You could insure it for no less than the fair market value, which would probably be more than the $50,000 value if you have a mortgage on your property. If you have no mortgage on your property, you own it outright, you could pick any value you want.
Right. So I guess what I'm wondering is, you have to insure the whole thing, even though the mortgage company has a partial interest in it? Or help me out here, Jacob. I'm trying to understand.
So originally when I drafted the bill, I did it for the amount due on the mortgage. Mm-hmm. When we went to committee, and look, this bill has been a tough task. Mm-hmm. We got it out of committee by a vote of 8-7. But then we got it, to show you how popular it is, it came off the House floor the other week with a vote of 81 yay and 18 nay. So it's, you know, a number of colleagues came up to me after saying, oh, I've experienced this situation. I love your bill. I'd like to have this option. And again, this isn't a fix for everyone. This isn't some silver bullet, but it's definitely an option. It's a middle path. It gives people some flexibility when we have this quote unquote insurance crisis that we hear so much about. And it's an option to buy less. Not everyone may want to buy a Cadillac, so to speak. They may be fine with a Chevy when it comes to, you know, insuring their home. So we changed it from the actual amount due on the mortgage to the fair market value to help get it out of committee, and that would be a higher amount than the mortgage amount or anything you would have left on that, because it would be the fair market value assessed by the local assessor.
Yeah, let me ask it this way: lending institutions don't want to be in a real estate business, right? So if they have a $50,000 interest in a $100,000 home, I have to buy $100,000 of insurance or $50,000?
You would have to buy whatever the fair market value is assessed on your assessment from the assessor. So if he had $100,000 or $150,000, you could go no less than that.
So you would have to, because you don't want...
If you have a mortgage on your property. If you have no mortgage on your
property. You don't want to leave the lending institution in a position of, okay, we got to sell this off to get our money back.
Correct.
Right.
They have a first lien on that property.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere, with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com.
and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For anyone else, except for probably taxes from government, but yeah, so they rank first outside of that, and they would have a right to get their money back because you don't buy their house without them giving you the privilege of calling for the loan and then loaning you the money.
I understand as America, everybody can make their own choices. What you decide on June 2nd when everything's quiet is different than when a Category 5 rips through your house and destroys it and you realize that you only got $25,000 of insurance. Do you think there has to be any kind of education on this, Jacob?
Without a doubt. And so we amended the bill to include that, an educational component to understand the risk of this. I mean, it was a big part of the amendments to where the Department of Insurance would do that and definitely educate people of the risk of this, without a doubt. And, you know, Tommy, before we go, another thing that, you know, just to show you how of a new concept, the way of thinking about this, there's House Bill 127 by Representative Tarver out of the Lake Charles area, which they've had their fair share of hurricanes as well, too, which would allow for a deductible savings account. So you could save money and not pay income tax on it, kind of like an HSA, you know, health savings account. So with these two things together, you know, it's giving people a middle path. You know, it's giving them a different option. It's not going to be for everyone, but it could definitely work for some. And, you know, it's just another way to try and address what's going on down here.
My only concern as a taxpayer is that I'm going to fully insure my home, but yet the guy next to me, no disrespect to my neighbor at all, but the guy on the street over is not, then they get destroyed in a hurricane, and then they're going to be looking for taxpayer dollars to bail them out. That I would have a problem with.
Well, again, you would hope that what we have in this bill would educate them of that risk. And then, you know, it's sad to say, Tommy, but, you know, if someone owns their house outright and they just wanted that $100,000 and another Katrina did or the like happened again, you know, I think many people would have a serious, significant choice in their life. And they may just want $100,000 in insurance for some clean up and go type of issue to take their life and make the decisions and whatever they have to do and maybe move on.
Yeah, if that happens to me, I might move on.
Tommy, to having zero insurance at all, because when somebody has an insurance premium that's $20,000 to $25,000, that's just cost prohibitive.
Gotcha. So Jacob, we got to go real quick. Where does this stand? It goes where now?
So now it'll be heard in Senate committee this week, and hopefully we can get it to the Senate floor before the session ends on June 12th.
Thank you. Stay in touch, Jacob Breaux. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Mark Rosa, take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. WWL First News now. 7:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Around this time, around these parts, we take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. Monday morning markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Picture him on a big brass bull peering down Wall Street like a scout in an old cowboy movie. How you doing, Mark?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, good.
What's up?
Good weekend.
Yes,
Beautiful. Sir.
Good. What are we talking about today as far as Wall Street goes?
Well, tell me, you know, after all the shakeout that we all endured in April, when all these tariffs were coming on in a more significant way and the markets were down and everything, I think people have largely calmed down to a great extent about the, you know, you shake yourself off and you look at your 401k and it's not a 201k anymore. And you kind of just resume where you were. You're at a point of comfort. And the Dow Jones was down about 1% for the week. But I looked at it year to date, and it's down less than 1%. For anybody that has portfolios, 401ks, or anything that look like the Dow, because different market indices move a little bit differently. But on the 1 year, you know, people are up 11%, up 10.91% 1 year as of yesterday. So that's been a decent return. And I think it's a position of comfort for people, and it reflected itself in the consumer confidence for May. I mean, it just leapt forward. It was at a position of 86, and now it's 98. It's an index, and due to improvement in tariffs, well, that's when everything quieted down in April, and the China trade talks, and the confidence was down about six straight months. And it, you know, it leapt forward. So people are feeling better, and I think it's in part, you call that the wealth effect. When you look at your balances and they've recovered, it's like, oh, I feel a whole lot better now. I'm richer than I was a couple of weeks ago when the markets turned down. So that's reflected in the first quarter GDP as well. As far as the first revision, we were originally stated it was down 0.3% for the first quarter of this year. Then on the first revision, it was supposed to go down a little bit further, supposed to go down to 0.4%. Instead, it was up better, incrementally better. It was at 0.2%. So remember that in the old days, when you and I were learning economics, if you had two consecutive quarters of negative GDP, you were in a recession. That's how we defined it back when. It's a little bit more complicated now, but the first quarter, when it was dialed in at a negative, you know, people at first, if you know the old ways to calculate that, you're kind of taken aback. Oh, wait a minute, we haven't seen a negative number in GDP. But it was actually us, people, make up the majority, our spending make up the majority, you more than me, make up the majority of GDP in our purchases. And we bought so much from overseas just to escape the tariffs or buy before the prices went up that it actually, that's a minus on GDP. So it minused out some of the calculation. But so that was kind of explained. It's like people bought so damn much from imports that's why the position was negative. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been a negative number. You know, it's kind of been shaken off now. People aren't looking at it as a recession indicator. So personal income, very good over the past 2 months from March and April. March up 0.7%. You got to multiply that by 12 to annualize that. And April up 0.8%. So back-to-back good income numbers. And we've cut back a little bit on spending. Tommy, for March, it was up 0.7. That matched the income increase. But again, that was before the tariffs were supposed to kick in and before we really saw that change. And consumer spending, people stepped back in April and said, well, we're only going to spend 0.2% in essence. So they're making the money, okay, over the past 2 months especially. That income level has vaulted forward. But the spending, I think people are just holding on to their money and saying, well, let's wait till a lot of this shakes out. But otherwise, they're financially, their income has come up, and it's better than obviously going down. So on the Fed front, you know, is the Fed going to offer any interest rate decreases this year? They were already priced in. We've seen this before. In 2024, some analysts were talking about 10 drops in interest rates, and it only amounted to 4. So that creates the volatility in the market. If a lot of the traders are pricing that in, meaning anticipating some of these actions to happen, and they don't, sometimes that adds to the volatility of things until it simmers itself down. But the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, the personal consumption expenditure for April, was supposed to come in at 0.1%. Okay, 1.2% inflation for the year, and it did. That was for April. March came in at 0. So I'm slowing this down because it's super important. So the year-over-year inflation, they average that out. They post both of the numbers so we can see the difference. 2.3% year-over-year inflation has come down in the past 2 months to 2.1%. So I say this each time that we get these inflation numbers. If the Fed kept on and they still are there saying, well, when the inflation gets to be around 2%, and they even backtrack that to say it doesn't have to be exactly 2. Well, Mr. Powell, year over year is at 2.1. I think that's about as close as you're going to get to 2 before reaching 2. And he owes us, like many people would say, well, you owe us, we need to shift interest rates down. It might maybe not just a quarter of a point, maybe half a point. But I think all the uncertainty that's happened on all the tariffs that we're not finished, and this inflation news is coming in right where the Fed wants it to be. They have kicked out any prospects of lowering interest rates through the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. They keep track of all the Fed, the future meetings and what the Fed may do. And we were supposed to get a cut in June, which we're in June, effective this weekend, and in July. And both of those, at least for the CME, they're off the table. And if we look forward to all of the meetings up to December, it looks like the soonest that we might get a quarter point cut is at the September meeting, 57% chance of a quarter point cut. But it goes to show, Tommy, all that it's happened to us last year in a more dramatic way. This year, people were pricing in, meaning I'm looking forward to the cuts. I'm going to make moves in my investing today, realizing that the cuts are going to occur. I want kind of a first mover advantage to some of that. So some lenders will say, wow, cuts are coming and we could lower our loan rates to pick up a little extra business. We can make those cuts now because it's going to be delivered in the not too distant future. Well, this is backing up. That's what causes this morning's Wall Street Journal was saying that the Treasury rates had backed up, partly due to what Moody's did a couple of weeks ago in cutting the government's debt rating, inched it down, and that caused the Treasury market to start increasing in prices. So what does all this mean? If the Treasury, if outside market interest rates start to creep up, either the Fed's going to come in and try to rescue us from that. But I think they are back into the wait and see. There's too much still going on with tariffs. If that quieted down a bit, I think they would see their way clear to do something with rates, meaning lower them. And maybe the Treasury rates would come down a bit. But what happens if when outside interest rates, especially Treasuries, what do I mean by that? Meaning that you have very little risk in a Treasury. That's about the cleanest debt you're going to buy. And if that is, those rates are creeping up, that competes directly against the stock market. So some analysts came out over the weekend saying, just be careful, watch these rates going up, because that means then the stocks will be priced to perfection. And if that keeps going up, the stocks are going to retrace themselves back down.
Thank you, Mark. Very interesting, valuable information. Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. He'll be back on Friday to help you manage your money. Between now and then, you go to jeffersonfinancial.org. You'll find some calculators in the middle of the page, almost 100 of them, or at least a tab that'll lead you to almost 100 of them. It'll help you manage your own finances. 7:54, 6 till 8, traffic now, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.